Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
I'm Dave Cole. I am now with Development Seed, formerly with the White House, as the Senior Advisor for New Media Technology to the CIO. The White House gave us a chance to have a high-profile site in a kind of restrictive environment in the government and to see what we could do in terms of trying to enhance citizen engagement and helping with open data and open government. Those were the three kind of pillars of our program. We used Drupal and a lot of other open source projects to help build a new technology platform so that we could have a base of code to actually build on. When we got to the White House, we were working with a lot of tools that were very proprietary and rigid, and we didn't have the opportunity to kind of get in the code and develop new ways of engagement that hadn't existed before we got there. So that's one of the reasons that we jumped into open source, and we've been very happy with it.
And tell me about the point at which you knew that Drupal was the way to go or the way that you were going to advocate and sort of where you were in that sort of decision-making process.
I think the point we realized we needed open source was when we were working on a project in a very short deadline. I think it was Friday evening. We needed to launch something Monday morning, and we wanted to make a simple change to the style sheet. We didn't even have access to do that because the current system was very locked down. And I should say the current system got us through the launch on inauguration. It was very good for the initial requirements, but it just couldn't keep pace. So very quickly we realized we needed to have some way to actually modify the system. We started to do some market research about open source projects out there. We chose Drupal because it had the best community. It had a long established record of some pretty high level enterprise sites, and we felt comfortable that we would be in good company joining it.
And when you look back, what are you the most proud of being able to sort of be a part of in bringing open source into higher levels of government?
I think without question, it's releasing code. One of the first priorities we had after launching the new platform was to try to get some modest piece of the code base back to the community. It was really important for us to try to, you know, show that we're full participants. We recognize that thousands of people contributed to what is now whitehouse.gov. We're appreciative of that. We wanted to do what we could in some way to get that code back out. So we released a couple months, I guess it was about 6 months after we launched the site, we released a first batch of code. We just released even more modules just about a month ago.
And so the White House is on Open Atrium. What can you talk about Open Atrium and how you guys use it within the White House?
Yeah, this is it's something new for the White House. It's a collaborative intranet. Traditionally, the White House has operated exclusively off of email. So one of the things that a lot of us coming from the campaign and a lot of the newer people there realize is that we just need a more agile way to communicate, something that breaks down the kind of waterfall avalanche of email. So Open Atrium seems like a good fit. We were already using Drupal, so we could adapt a lot of the security framework and controls that we had in place just to this new application. And we've had it in the pilot project for about 6 months with a couple different departments internally, and we're now rolling it out to the whole enterprise, about 3,000 users. That'll be moving out probably within the next month, and I won't be specifically involved in the project anymore, but I'm really excited to see where it goes. Our pilot project users have been very excited about it, and you know, it's helped us a lot.
So I work at Lullabot, where it's a virtual company, and we have a lot of communication channels like IRC and email and Yammer, and you know, we have our own sort of like internal intranet. And so communication is very important for our virtual company. So sometimes we go into situations where people say, oh, the communication, even though it's physically co-located, wasn't as good as sort of all these other technologies to be able to communicate. So what can you say in terms of like using Open Atrium and other type of, whether it's IRC or instant chat, that you're able to sort of use in the White House and how that's made a difference?
I think it's huge. One of the challenges we have is, while we're not co-located across the country or across the world, we do have a rather large campus. Most people who work together on a day-to-day basis aren't necessarily sitting in the same office. So because of those silos, you know, it's helped us break those down and have better communication. And it's people, I think, treat it differently when they're writing a project update, for instance, and assigning tasks. It's a little bit more formal than an email typically has become. We don't actually have a chat service at the White House right now, so email typically becomes very kind of ephemeral. And this gives you a way to maintain your projects, I think, with a little bit more level of posterity.
And at the Tech at State, you guys announced that the White House announced that there was releasing more Open Atrium code. What was that that was released at this most recent conference dealing with Open Atrium?
The main thing we did was worked with Development Seed to do a sprint on shoring up a lot of the modules that were either in beta or alpha phase. We wanted to get everything to at least release candidate. So the Open Atrium stack now, I believe, is it's very far along. A lot of those modules are actually approaching a final release. So for us, it was just kind of locking down the APIs, making sure that things weren't going to be changing as much, and getting the security work in to feel comfortable with it.
I see. And so now that you've sort of left the White House and gone to Development Seed, I know you're interested in open data and, open government and visualization sort of initiatives. So what was it that you saw that you could do with Development Seed that you couldn't do from sort of within the government?
This is really exciting. I think we've spent a lot of time thinking about content management at the White House. And what I've seen with the Open Government Initiative is that the next frontier is really data management. It's taking raw information that government agencies just have tons of, either in back-end databases or now starting to see more feeds, and making that useful to people. I think, if you think about the way blogs have grown up or other kind of textual and regular content on a website, you start with the content in a way that's accessible to humans, and then you kind of backport to RSS and other standards for feeds. But with the data movement we see in government, it's actually been the reverse. We have a lot of feeds and machine-readable data out there, but we haven't really spent time to make that data accessible just to regular people out there. So that's a really exciting opportunity, I think, for Development Seed, for open government generally. With Tilemill and a lot of the things going on around mapping at Development Seed, we're taking our first stab at that, getting shapefiles and a lot of the geodata that governments are really good at producing and making it really quick to use, really quick to understand. Some of the international projects that Development Seed's been working on, you can actually see how that data exposes a lot of interesting trends or potential issues to look into in either election monitoring or crisis response.
So it sounds like a lot of that data that you're talking about, it's not necessarily geographic related information. It's just a lot of pure data that is also needs to be visualized in some ways. So what other initiatives does Development Seed have sort of on the horizon for making that more accessible then?
The first focus is geospatial. We're doing a big push right now with Tilemill for custom maps. Tilestream will be coming out. It's available now as an open source project to actually embed those maps in a number of web services. But the projects that we work on now are very integrated. We have tabular data. We have a lot of charts that are built in. We're trying to figure out, what the best recipe is to make some of that stuff more generalized and available. Just given the experience DevSeed has working with a lot of geo projects, we've gotten to a good product point for that. But we're open and we're working with some different clients to figure out what their needs are. And as we progress down those projects, we'll be able to take a step back and figure out what we can actually make, the next version of the data visualization work that we're doing.
And so since you were kind of like the lead Drupal guy at the White House, what's sort of your connection going to be to Drupal moving forward with the Development Seed?
I mean, Drupal's been really great to, I think, both organizations. We've had a lot of successes with it. DevSeed's future in Drupal is going to be making sure that the products we're working on are well integrated and well supported. We've had a lot of success with Drupal for content. Now that we think about these kind of real-time data processing applications, we're getting into some new technologies. But I don't think that necessarily is meant to eclipse or kind of push aside the Drupal work. It's just really building on that experience. And we're excited to be in a new community. We're excited to be working with the Node.js contributors and supporters. And we're really about trying to solve problems. And we'll use whatever technology best is appropriate for that.
And so what will your role be now? What's sort of your job description or job title?
Immediately, I'm working with the Mapbox team to help figure out how we can talk about that product, how we can develop it, and make sure that it's really matching the needs of our international development clients. In the future, though, I'm going to be helping a lot with Eric and the rest of the team, just trying to figure out what the next step of data visualization should really look like. I think we're going to be thinking a lot about products that plug into existing frameworks like Drupal, but we don't have it all figured out yet. We're going to be kind of working through it together over the next couple months.
And do you see your primary clients are going to be like media companies or the government or nonprofits or, with this tile map services, who's going to be using it, sort of the big customers do you see?
Traditionally, it's been international development firms. We've done a lot of work with NGOs and some domestic groups as well. But you're right, we've seen a lot of support coming from the media community. Chicago Tribune's using Tilemill now that they've put together, just checking out our code and kind of on their own set up a census data tracking application, which is really exciting to see. And I think there's going to be more of that. So I don't know that there's necessarily a push toward any specific sector, but that's kind of where it's taken off so far.
And who's sort of now in control of the leading of the Drupal side of the development within the White House? And is it sort of hand it off to phase two and, you know, who within the government is going to be sort of leading up the Drupal initiatives there?
We've got two teams over at the White House. So we have the new media team, which focuses on content, site strategy, the overall vision for whitehouse.gov. And Macon Phillips, as the new media director over there, has been a phenomenal supporter of the open source work we've done. He now has, replacing me, a deputy named Rob Winnicates, who's his deputy for technology. So Rob will be carrying on a lot of the day-to-day kind of project management aspects. The second team is in the CIO's office, which is more focused on actual development and kind of roadmap for the platform. And that position is now being filled by a new person named Tom Cochran, who just started a couple weeks ago. So we've got an ever-growing team, and of course, phase two and the other vendors will remain involved.
Cool. And finally, what makes you the most excited now to get up and go and work every day at Development Seed?
I think there's a lot to look forward to. It's a complete culture shift. You know, the White House is a really exciting place to work when you consider the scope of things and kind of the challenges that you have to solve. There are a lot of really good problems out there, but things can be a little slow, and sometimes those challenges can kind of force your thinking into one direction. With Development Seed, you know, it's a lot of really smart people who have a proven track record of really exciting projects, and you know, now I can kind of be involved back at the ground level of just solving core problems. And you know, we work quickly but methodically, and I think it's going to be exciting to ride along with that.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.